answer. The Rambam, Hilchis Chanukah, it starts in Perek Gimel because it's really a set of Hilchis Megillah. The first two prakam are Hilchis Megillah v'Chanukah. Why does Megillah come before Chanukah? In Shulchan Aruch, and in the Torah, it's first Hilchis Chanukah, and then Hilchis Megillah. He's going in the chronological order. Chanukah comes before Purim. The story, the event of Purim happened, of course, a few hundred years before Chanukah. It's also interesting that the Rambam in Hilchis Megillah, in Perek Aleph, when he starts, says, straight into the halachas, Kriyas HaMegillah B'zmanah. Hilchis Chanukah, he starts with a story. The Bai Yisheni, Kishemolchu Yavon, Gozvu Gzeiras Al Yisrael, Ubitlu Dosom, V'lehinichu Asam Asik B'teo, V'mitzvah, it's a whole story. And the Pshat is Pashat, because the story of Megillah is in the Megillah. It's one of the Chavdal and Svarim. It's in Tanakh. So the Rambam doesn't have to say the story. As a matter of fact, in the Hakdama, he said, learn Tanakh and Rambam. So, okay, check it out. Or even without that, he's saying, you know, it's already set in the Tanakh. Aber Chanukah was not Nitin Likasov. Esther requested Kisvuni L'Doiris, and it became part of the Chav Dalet Svarim. Chanukah is not in the Torah Shebiksav. It's Chav Hei. There are Chav Dalet Svarim. Chanukah is after the Chav Dalet. It's Chav Hei. It's not Torah Shebiksav. It's Torah Shebal Peh. And the Oyer, the Menorah, is Torah Shebal Peh. And the Rambam, of course, starts with the story, and he tells us that the Beis Chash Menorah, the whole thing, and then Kishagavra. So the next year, the Gemara says, the next year they were Kaveit and made it a Yomtif. Bahalel Uvahidah. The Lashon of the Gemara is, the next year they made it a Yomtif. Bahalel Uvahidah. Why did they wait till the next year? Because the first year, maybe this is an event that happens, that it's not Zman Garma. It happens to be, this is when it happened, and there's an ace. When they came the next year, they saw the oats. Now they understood it's taka. It has to do with something to do with Chafei Kislev. In the Shorash Advarim, Chafei Kislev was also this man of Hakamas HaMishkan, the Chule, but was supposed to be the Hakamas HaMishkan, and the Shorash of it licked their dart, and taka, the Chashmenai made a Chanukah then. But the next year they chapped on, this is taka, it's Zman Kagoram. But what did they still make? A Yomtif, Bahalal Vahidah. And everyone tells that the Rambam stayed different. The Rambam says they were Misakin. It's Yimei Simcha V'Halel. And he doesn't say Haidah. Yimei Simcha V'Halel, and then Madlik Daenerys, the whole thing. The Gemara says, count, Yomtif Halel V'Haidah. Yomtif, I'm not exactly sure. Yomtif is a malach, it's not. But okay, it's called Yomtif. Halel is that we say Halel, right? The Chefza Shal Mitzvah of Chanukah is Halel. The most Hilchus Halel is in Perek Gimel Hilchus Chanukah. Later, Perek Dalet talks about the Hadlaka. All the halachas of Halal, which is the gave for Halal also by the other Yomim Tovim of Sukkot and Shavuos. But the halachas of Halal is here, Shaykh the Chanukah. Haidah, Rashi says, is to say Ala Nisim. The Rambam doesn't say Haidah. So the Pshat Zoy L'Chayim. First of all, the Rambam says it's Yimei Simcha. That's probably, he got it from Yomtif. Yomtif, the Rambam learns, means it's Yimei Simcha. So Chanukah is Yimei Simcha. Yimei Simcha. Halal, he says. And then, there's a lot of Acharonim that want to say that the Rambam learns Haidah doesn't mean Alanisim. The Rambam doesn't mention Alanisim. He mentions it on Hilchos Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah. It's not mentioned here. The Rambam learns Haidah means the nes of the neiris. Yimei Simcha v'Halel u'madlikin behenes haneiris. The Gemara said Yimei Yomtif Halel Haidah. Rashi said Haidah means Alanisim. The Rambam learned no. The lighting of the candles is the Haidah. The lighting of the candles is the Haidah.
Like always say that
Kriyas
Megillah on the
part, no? That is the Halal. No, okay. There's something. The Kriyas Megillah is the Halal. No. Okay, that you could say that also. There's Tyrus like that. But Grad over there, Fakir, the Kriyas Megillah is the Halal, not the Haidah. Here, the Haidah is the Hadlokas Neris, and the Halal is Taka Echtig Halal. That's the setup. Now, the Gemara says, and the Rambam brings it in Perek Dalet, and Shulchan Aruch also brings it in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, that Me'ikar Adin, there's a din of Ner Ish Ubeisai, that it would be enough only one candle. But then there's Mahadrin and Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin that go either first Keneged each one of the Bnei Abayis, and then even more to go Keneged the Yomim Hayoitzin or the Nom Hanachnosim, Machlekes Beshamim Beis Hillel. The din to do Mahadrin is not your regular run of the mill Hidr Mitzvah. It might be Me'ikar Adin. You know, the Rambam says a person has to be Moicher Ksusoi. It's so important, the mitzvah of Chanukah, it's Chaviva Ad Mo'id. You have to even be Moicher Yiksus to get Shemen V'Neirois. The Rambam says you have to be Moicher Ksus to get Shemen V'Neirois. Now, many Achronim say, you know, if you're already that desperate that you're selling your ksus, one candle should be enough. So why does he say, Shem and Vinei Reis? What?
Every night,
yeah. So use the same there. Use the same there. Oh, you think Ner means the colorful candle from the box? A Ner means a kli that you put the oil into. A Ner is a kli, a kroishel, Rashi says. So, yeah, you know, every year someone asks this question. No, I know it's Pesedim. But Ner means the cup that you put the oil in. So why would it say you should be Meicher Ksus for Shemen and Neiros? It's enough just Shemen, the Ner, one candle. So the Arsameach wants to be Medayik Vaisos, you have to be Meicher Ksus even for the Mahadran. Mahadran, by Chanukah, like the oil is like Mahadran. You don't know anyone that does only one candle. There's an Indian of Mahadran. Avadi would have to know, though, what would be more important? To do Mahadran or Shemen Zayis? The guy has a choice. The man, his budget is that he can either have enough Shemen Zayis for one candle each night, or he can taka get, I mean, for the record, you need 36 candles. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's put the shamash on the side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is 36. Lamed Vav Neirois, Lamed Vav Mesechtes, Lamed Vav Shois, that the Oyer Hagon is in the Gan Eden, Lamed Vav Sefganiyot. There's a lot of Lamed Vav. But a person has enough money either to get 8 candles only for Hashem and Zayit, or he can have 36, but it will be from a different oil, from Shaiva, or from Shemen Kenoilo, or various other kinds of Shemen. What's it better, Shemen Zayis or Mahadran, if you would pick your choice? Because again, we're saying here, you have to be Meicher Ksus for Shemen Zayis. Let's say a guy has Neiros of Shaiva. You have it Zayis, you have to be Meicher Ksus to upgrade the Shemen Zayis?
There's
no Rebbe in the Persume Nisa, yeah, and the Chaviv is considered Persume Nisa, but Avada, there's a Zichra Maila, it's before in the Rishonim, there's a Maila in Shemen Zayis. It has to do with the Nair of the Beis HaMikdosh. There's other reasons.
No, I'm saying comparing it to the more Neiros one.
Right.
But there's more Pesume Nisa.
Yeah, so that's for sure more important. It's for sure more important than Shemen Zayis.
Yeah.
A guy has 15 candles of the Shemen Zayis, and he has a full set of 36, but 15 are Shemen Zayis. Should he do Shemen Zayis like the first few days till he uses them up, or save at least one Shemen Zayis one?
Well,
for all eight to have at least an Erushu Beis
of
Shemen Zayis.
If you don't show him that the Mazdama that says that you need to have for one, and it's more than it's not to be Mahadran's the Ikra did,
right.
then if you hold it, you don't need that, then for sure the Washington you have at least one. If the whole mix is just one candle day.
Right, so then Avada for sure. But do you make a cheshem like that? Right now it's the fourth night, I still have 4 Shemen Zayis ones. Why should I right now let me put the 4 Shemen Zayis ones. I'll worry about it later when I get to day 7 and 8. I'll worry about it then. Yeah, so there's a famous shuva from the Mr. Burr brings it. It's not the Shuva Sadashan. Who is he bringing the shuva from? If a person is told he's in prison and he's told he can go out for one day to daven, should he go out Yom Kippur or Purim or today? Right? There's a mile of right now, right? A person was davening for a shidduch. He said he wants that the shidduch should be at the right time, with the right bocher, and right now. There's a mile of such a thing also. But the question is, you know, it's reason or hither. What would you do? Now, if a person let's put Shemen Zayis on the side. Let's say Bechlal, a person doesn't have all 36. He doesn't have a full deck. Yeah, he doesn't have all 30. There's 36 cards. The clippers. He doesn't have 36. He has only 27. So what should he do? So a lot of Rechonim say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 1. But there's a tzad, no, because Mal and Bekoidish for Leim Eridin, you better look 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 7, 8. Don't play around with that. By the way, the case of 27, Ani, you're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 1. Why did I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 1? Why not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 1?
There's no inyan of three.
If it's the seventh night, then you have three. Just right, do one.
The whole inyan is counting, getting the number.
So if it's not the number, it's tightness. There's a huge machloikis, a famous shiloh. What?
3-1 would be two.
Three was even a yurida, right? Right. But let's talk about a basic shiloh where the Achrayim talk about if a person has two on the third night. the Beis Halevi and the Ksav Sofer and the Mishnah Brura and all the Gedolei Achronim say if you have two on the third night, so just light one. But what's the need of two on the third night? Rav Shach and Avi Ezri writes, "Kedavar Pashat Avad, light as many as you had. Chutz light two. Chutz light two." Now, first of all, save one for tomorrow. Avada, the case of the Shaila of lighting two on the third night is going that you know that by tomorrow afternoon you're having a full shipment of the full 36. That's not your issue. The issue is right now, should there be two or three?
What's the opinion
like
to right now? Like,
Lefir of Shaila. Ma'al and B'Kodesh, let me read it. If it's connected, you saw the Sugya? Did you see the Ma'al? The Sugya? The Ma'al and B'Kodesh. One Ma'al and B'Kodesh. If you can, let me read it. If yesterday you did two, you're going to go down to one now. It's no good. Yesterday you did two.
I understand, but meaning... you're not getting any money.
That's the next mandiyam. No.
And regardless, you're not getting three. So you're not being mandiyam.
No,
regardless.
But
and
you're going according.
The
you're thing. Going according to the next mandiyam that says you're supposed to express the yom of the Chanukah. But like this shot, that's not the Indian to express the yom of the Chanukah. That's not. That's
so
not the.
I wanted to light three on the second night.
There's a shaila. If a person lights two on the first night, what is he supposed to do now? Rav Shlomo Kliver. If he lit two the first night, so now he goes all the way up to nine, or he has a tzach faker two on the first night. Not yoytze. And that's Mama Shapella. You already were yoytze. We passed in Kof saying Zakat Lal, like some achronim, you could blow it out. How could you blow it by lighting another candle? What? No, B'chlam HaSayimon is a different part. No, but that's not. B'chlam HaSayimon is not true when the agenda is one. Hey.
You lit the first one, you were yoytze.
No, that's a different 1 second. You just said something. You just switched. B'chlam HaSayimon is one thing.
Maybe it's like,
you meant. Okay, fine. So you said a lot of things. 1 second. If you light one and then you light another one, so one time is you already lit one. And then I'm burning. If lighting another one ruins it, it's like you blew it out. I said, but even blowing it out is not a problem.
If I light one before you lay hand, it goes out. That
we'll see when we get to the Kofsa Zaka Club part. 1 second.
It's not exactly the same thing.
If a person missed one, he's doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sixth night he totally missed. Well, you know what? Better. The sixth night he only had one, so he lit one. He did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth night he only had one. What does he do? And then he got a hold of the shipment. What does he do the seventh and the eighth night?
6, 7.
Avada not. But the shaila is 7, 8 or 1, 1 already. I'll tell you fast and chiddush. I'm not even sure. I'm cheshming this out myself now. If a person did, a person's a very pashta neru shubeisai nick. And he lit 1, 1, 1, 1, and on the sixth night he missed. Should he light 7 and 8? Yeah. But maybe even that, maybe it's a package. There's a Havamina, maybe it's all nights or none of the nights. But here I'm clearing the same thing on the Mahadran. Now, the din of Mahadran is nothing to do yet with the nights of Chanukah. People misquote that. Let's get this straight. Ner Shabbasing is one candle per house. The Mahadran do the amount of people in the house. Lamashal, if it's a family with 7 people, Pashtus, everybody counts. The wife also counts, even though Ishtar Kigufoy, but she counts. And the 2-year-old baby, everyone that's in the household. So let's say there's a household, just go with me, a 7-person household. So on the first night, if you're a Mahadran, what do you light?
7.
Who lights the 7?
Each
person? Or the Balabais counts how many people he has, and then he lights all 7. Which is the more push-up shot?
Yeah, let's have the 2-year-old. Is that Gvura and the Gemara, that one?
Definitely not me.
He doesn't talk about the Shalom Bayis with the wife. Okay, fine. The Mahadran counts how many people he has. For, again, a family of 7. If you go just Mahadran, how many candles do you need for the set?
56.
Because you're not moist of a harlot for the amount of days. Every single night of Hanukkah, the fifth night of Hanukkah, the eighth night of Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah, you light 7 candles. Then comes Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. He says, no, we're going to do Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So many Mishael and Tosfos brings it. The minute you choose this pshat, then forget about the family members. Especially because the whole point is to show which night of Chanukah it is. So then only one person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And how many need for the set?
No more Nerishu.
What?
No more Nerishu basis. So why? What makes this better than that?
I'm going to... Oh, 1 second. That's excellent. Baruch Shekibanti. 1 second. If you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, how many Nerishu do you need?
36.
And if you do and that's called Mahadran. Me and Mahadran. And what does Mahadran need? If it was a 7-person family?
56.
56. That's more. By the way, is it more or less? Depends how many people in the family. The days are going to stay the same. Don't get days. It's 1 through 8.
That's not recorded.
So the teretz is, the Rishonim speak out. Yeah, but shtelling the days of the Chanukah is a pesunder ma'ila. But
what's a lashon mahadra? It's a hider. What mahadra min mahadra sounds like there was a mahadra, and we're coming.
That's
like,
the Rishonim asked that. So the other option is to say no. That avada mahadra and a mahadra does double jump it, and he does every single night of Chanukah and for the family. So let's say it's a seven-person family on the fourth night.
252.
No.
Oh, that's a total. 28.
Oh, a seven-person family. A seven-person family is 252?
I don't know, is that 7 times 36?
No. Doesn't have a computer. Hold on a second. A seven-person family on the fourth night.
28.
I've had the 28, but the point is like this. Who's going to light those 28 candles? The Ramah Paskins, that every, I don't know, the two-year-old, and I don't know about the wife. I don't know about the wife either now, because it's the kigufay, but the Ramah Paskins, that every member is going to light his four candles. Seven people, fourth night. The Rambam has a different shita. No one passes like the Rambam, but the Rambam has a very interesting shita. He says the Balabais lights all the candles, and he talks about a 10-person family, actually. And he says, let's say you have a 10-person family, so on the first night, the Balabais lights 10 candles. On the second night, you want to add more, so you're going to light...
20.
Why not 11? Do 10, 11, 12, 17.
Then you don't have a Nair Shabbesi on Mahadram and Mahadram. You only have Nair Shabbesi on
One second. Good. But excellent. But the Rambam says, first night 10, second night 20, and of course, you don't need the calculator for this. How many candles do you need for such a system? Just add a zero. 360, right? Shas. Okay, now. I'm not talking about the Shamash yet. I always wondered in the Rambam, when you're lighting 10 the first night, so Be'etzem, when you're lighting 10, what are you having in mind? The guy's lighting himself. What is he having in mind? The first one's for him, the second one's for Genendel, the Rebbetzin, then for the oldest kid. You're going in order, the 10 people in the family. Now the second night, you're not just doing 11. You're doing 20. But how does it work? The second candle that he's lighting the second night, he's lighting 20. I know he's lighting 20. But the first candle's his. The second candle is... Genendel's first? One second. Genendel's first or his second? What?
His second.
Why? What's your ayah? What's the nafkamina? Well, he's asking. He's just going to light 20 candles anyways. What's the nafkamina? What? If, one second. If it's a 10-person family and it's the fourth night and he's supposed to light 40 and he has only 22 candles and he's getting more tomorrow, how many does he light?
It's 22.
Stam 22? I think
that's like, let's say the set that we set.
I think 20, or maybe only a for the per person, Kilo. Maybe only sets of the, maybe 21. But I don't know if in the Rambam it's like that.
So which one are you?
Okay, we'll see. I don't know if in the Rambam it's like that.
If he's by himself, he would like 40.
No, if he's by himself, he would like, what do you mean?
If you have
22,
that's the fourth night.
For 22, he's supposed to like 40. It's a 10-person family, it's the fourth night, he's supposed to be lighting 40. Last night he lit 30, and he is going to get 50 more for tomorrow. He only has 22 tonight. How much did he like?
Because if he's by himself, he would like three.
He would like four.
Right, I'm saying if he only had three himself.
Who said? That's only the machlokes by Beis Halevi and Tzav Sofer. I'm clearing it over here also. But what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina if it's the second one is his? There's an interesting shayla that you make a bracha on the neiris called Sha'asim Yisim Lavi Seinu. When do you make the bracha of Sha'asim Yisim Lavi Seinu? Most people make all three brachas the first night and two brachas the next other nights before they even light the first candle. But does a tzad know that Sha'asim Nisim is really like sort of a birchas haroya? That the same way if someone doesn't light but he sees candles, he makes a bracha of Sha'asim Nisim. The madlik that makes the Sha'asim Nisim is not a different din. It's his madlik looks at it and makes a birchas haroya. So you can make the Sha'asim Nisim after you light all of the candles. There are those that say light only one candle and make the Sha'asim Nisim after you light the first one. I saw in the Avudraham, he says, no, you make the Sha'asim Nisim before the new. Meaning every day you moisef ha'olich, you make the Sha'asim Nisim before the new candle. Like it's the fifth night, you make the Sha'asim Nisim after four candles, right before the fifth one. Like the Rambam on the second night, when do you make the Sha'asim Nisim? If he held like the Avudraham.
And if so,
if he held like the Avudraham, when would you make the Sha'asim Nisim? Yesterday he lit 10. And the Yisoid is make the Sha'asim Nisim before the new.
It's totally on this question.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say an afkamina. Yeah. Would he make it before the second candle or before the 11th? That's l'chayra going to be the afkamina.
The this pshat.
Yeah.
You say the pshat sinis and after you light the first. What's the pshat? The first candle is connected.
Not before the first. Before the newest.
Before the newest. Right.
Before the newest.
Whatever. Let's say.
No, it's two different pshat. I mean, one is that you light it before you make the shas nisan after lighting one, because then you can look at a candle and make a birchas aroya. The other one is you make the shas nisan before the new candle.
It's not that the bracha is connected.
No. That was, if you do it after the first, it's a birchas aroya cheshbon. If you do it right before the newest, it's because you want to make the bracha on the haysaf of the nes. If someone has the gemara here in Shabbos for me for a minute, someone brought that. In the times of the Gemara, there weren't electronic lights outside of the streets. When it got dark, the oilam went home, and it was kol seregel min hashuk, finished. 7 p.m., the oilam is at home. What are they doing? Sleeping. Or learning. You know, the Gemara says, Bemis over here in the Hemshech of Shabbos, haragel b'ner, havel ibanam tamidei chachamim, I heard a murder the kipshat. Because there's two choices at 7 p.m. when there's no electric. Either you go to sleep or you light a candle and learn. What does the 4-year-old or the 10-year-old see his father doing? Either sleeping or learning. Haragel b'ner, havel ibanam tamidei chacham. He sees what Tata does, that's what's going to happen to him as well. But anyways, the concept was that people were home, there's nothing to do with the streets anymore, and he went home. So the Gemara says the Iker's amount of lighting is from Shkia Sachama, Acha Tichla Regel Menashuk, which the Gemara says is 30 minutes. And the Gemara says, for these 30 minutes, my love, the kof sahada matakal, within those 30 minutes it goes out, you have to relight it. So the Gemara says, no, really you don't have to relight it. We pass in kof saying zakatla. Nor the eloy adlik madlik, if you didn't light it then yet, you could be madlik. Inami le shiura. And there's a big tumult in the poiskim. Shiura means that you have to have a half hour's worth of oil in it. But the other madima says, no, the half hour set is not you need a half hour of oil. Maybe you don't need a half hour of oil. You just need to light in that frame of time. And fakir, afterwards don't light the chlal. And it's an afkamina in these two pshatim, whether you should bechlal light later. Lavash, the Magen Avraham has it said that if it's ready 15 minutes after Shkia, so then you only have to put oil for 15 minutes. Yeah, anyways, there's no reason to go beyond. And if otherwise, you missed it. Now, the Gemara, the Paiskim say that Bisman Azeh, even much later, because first of all, you're lighting for the Anshi Besoy and various other factors. Question. Shaila Lahalocha. What's the earliest time to light?
Shkia.
Shkia. Can you light before Shkia from Plag?
Yes. Yeah.
On Friday, not Amshana, first regular. Maybe that one didn't understand. The Amshana of a Rebbe lights every single night of Hanukkah a few minutes before Alayis HaShachar. Except for Friday night. Somehow, I don't know how it works out. Friday night, he lights 71 minutes after Shkia. 71 minutes after Shkia. Yeah, 71 minutes after Shkia. But afterwards it's Shabbos. Even non-Amshanah, and he's worked out with Chil Shabbos on non-Amshanah. Yom Kippur ends on Tuesday, that's not the point, but he doesn't go past Alois. There are things that he does, he's doing Abdullah Monday afternoon, but somehow Ner Chanukah is never after Alois, and on Friday it's never possible.
Why is it not?
It goes like this. The Pashtus on Friday, the Etzem the Takana was different. When we light on Plag on Friday, it's because that's what they were misakin. There's a whole nidin if it's kafset ain't zakakla, even if it goes out before Shkia. More than that, this is Rahman al Islam. A chloini comes and a Leil Shabbos he lights after, I don't know, before Amshana, but he lights when it's already Laila, Leil Shabbos. Nishtam that he was also Machal Shabbos. Avadi Bechlal wasn't Yotze. It's like lighting at 2 in the afternoon. On Friday, Sakana, the Takana was different, that's not this man. Kach Nero Lefi and his lighting. What? No, I don't mean Afkut Zababera. I mean, because it's not, that's exactly what I'm coming off Fuke. That's very, maybe true, so that's not the point. The same way, there's no Ner Chanukah on Chav Gimel Kislev, and there's no Ner Chanukah on Chav Hei, Bechatzois Hayoim. On Leil Shabbos, there's no Ner Chanukah after Shkia.
Could you make a bracha on Shabbos on seeing the Ners?
Yes, it's Birchas Arayah, because you can make Birchas Arayah later, and I didn't want to go into it, but you can make a Birchas Arayah probably even much later, even after the Tichel Regel Menashuk.
Even Friday night.
Even Friday night, yes. Good point, yes. You can make a Birchas Arayah even Friday night, way after the Tichel Regel. You can make the Birchas Arayah. Because I didn't mean that it wasn't the Maisad Lakha. What?
It's like it's already the time zone.
I'm going to get to the time zone case. There you go, the time zone case. I'm out of it. One second, I wanted to bring out a point. So on Friday night, that's not this month. But even on a regular day, b'di'evet, when could you light the earliest? The Ramah brings a shitas yochid from the Maria Vuav that says you can light from plag. Most Rishayim don't hold of it. I don't know if there's lehedi Rishayim that argue, but this is, it's the Maria Vuav shita. It's a shitas yochid. Interesting shayla halacha. A guy knows, he has a busy schedule, whatever it is. Oh, he's gomer, yeah? He has, on a Tuesday night, yeah? He has two options. He either can eat the light from plag, or he can light 10 o'clock at night. Which one is better? Which one is better? Plag and have the Maria Vuav, which is a das yochid.
It's going to last all the way through.
No.
Maybe you could say that he's
going to. No, it's going to last. No, nice, good point. It's going to be a plug that's going to get him through a half hour after Shkia. But still, yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. Let's say it will. That's interesting. Yes, let's say that. Good point. Let's say it will.
He's going to last past Shkia.
Yeah. Oh, there's an interesting shayla. I never, it's a nice shayla. I saw this morning. I've never heard of shayla. Let's say a person has only two candles. He knows he's getting more. He knows he's getting more for the rest of Chanukah, but only has two candles. You talked about this? It's the second night, he only has two candles. He has two doors, and there's a sugya that al-chashad, you have to light in both places. It's din of chashad. What is more important? To light one candle in both places and do chashad, or to do mahadran. Interesting thought. What? No, that should be, whoa. That's
mahadran.
There's
a chashad on the mahadran then. You're stuck with a chashad on the mahadran then.
Whoa. You mean he has a migu, the same way two on his table would be called two.
Maybe if he can see both of them.
You don't make two brothers, right?
You know what? One second. That's very good. I have a question. I have a question. You know, the Gemara has a shayla. If Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, which is better? What does the Gemara say? Why? Shalom. It wasn't in the Maram
Kain. Yeah, it is. It was the last Rambam on the.
Oh, the Rambam. Okay, right, but the Gemara. Right. Very good. Okay, go from the Rambam. It's on the other side. Now, one second. Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos Kaidim. I want to get to your question though, but first let me interrupt myself. It goes like this. I can interrupt myself. One second. It goes like this. The Rambam says, well, first you have to be even Meicher Ksus for Ner Chanukah. You have to be Meicher Ksus for Ner Shabbos. Big shayla in the Paiskel. Let's assume not. So then there's a famous circle question. The guy has a Ksus. He has a Ksus. He doesn't have an Ner Chanukah, and he doesn't have an Ner Shabbos. Does he have to be Meicher Ksus?
Yeah.
Yeah, and by what?
Chanukah.
And then what's the Ner Chanukah going to do? Get gobbled up by an Ner Shabbos. And then the Ner Shabbos is going to say, I shouldn't have been sold a Ksus. You know, someone once told me, I think he's wrong, past this circle question, the reason why it's a mistake is because it must be if Ner Shabbos trumps. I like this brach. Ner Chanukah, then it's mukhra that there's Meicher Ksus on Ner Shabbos. Because Koshken, I had it raya. There's a shayla if there's Meicher Ksus for Shemen Zayas. And there's a shayla, what's better, Shemen Zayas of Ner Shubese or Mahadran? And Dar Samer says there's Meicher Ksus for Mahadran, and if there's no Meicher Ksus for Shemen Zayis, and then you Meicher the Ksus, and then the Shemen Zayis takes it away. I have a few other cases like that. The point is, it can't be such a thing. Lo Yitachin, that something that has Meicher Ksus and the other thing doesn't, that itself would be the Hachra, that one is not Makriyah Dil.
Does Meicher Ksus for Shabbos only have that because of the Koshkin of Chanukah?
That's what they want to say. They want to say it comes from the Koshkin of Chanukah, and they want to say that shot, when the Rambam says, Meicher, get ready for this, Shemen, the Neirois. And we ask, why do you need more than one Nair? You don't have to buy Nair Shubes, Mehadrin. And Nair means the cup. The Torah says you need at least two, because Chanukah every year has at least one Shabbos. And then for Shabbos, you're going to have to buy Shabbos, and then Shabbos is going to gobble up that first candle. No, I'm going the other way. Then Shabbos is going to gobble up the Nair Chanukah, because you need to get a second Nair for the Nair Chanukah. Maksim Ha'olam, why can't the Nair Chanukah be the Nair Shabbos? He has an Erev Chashad, an Erev Chanukah, it's Mahadran. Why can't you just light one candle and say, Yav Lahad Lech Nesh HaShabbos B'Shul Chanukah? So you're not Yoytza.
Why can't you light a Chanukah left?
The Torah says because the Ner Shabbos is in your house and the Ner Chanukah is outside. But if they would both be inside and in the Chanami, then the whole city
falls. If I put it in the door frame, then what?
When you get in the zone. Yeah, so then the Shiloh's not negated here.
Why can't you light it?
Blow it out, and then call it Ner Shabbos, light it again.
Because
cups are ain't Zakatla. So why can't you do that? Fakir.
But we light by the window, so.
So then Fakir, so it can be both.
No, then you take the Ner.
Oh, why can't you move the Ner? That's another option.
the whole point of
the Baisai. The Maisa is, the Maisa is that we're holding in Bava Metzia. So I saw a Shaila. There's a Trumas Hadeshen. There's actually a Trumas Hadeshen on Friday night when you light it by plag and it's Kofsa before Shkia. It's a famous Machlekes Trumas Hadeshen and Taz if it's Kofsa Zokok Lavan because you didn't even make it. I mean, imagine if the first night of Hanukkah is Friday and you lit plag. And then you didn't have a mincha yet. Say Alanisim.
That's how it works. Once you do one thing, you can't do the other. You can't.
The emes is yes. There's a whole shir about it. Yes, I have a lot to say. And I'm gonna put it on the side. But it's interesting, Shaila. If you ate the lamivavs of Gani Yis already during the plague and you need Birchas Hamazon, will you say Alanisim on Chav Dalet Kislev? An hour before Shkia, because you already made a bracha of lahadlik, and there are people, by the way, already making birchas haroya on your neighbors because they're worried that maybe you were wrong about making birchas haroya Friday night afterwards. So they're already making birchas haroya on your neighbors. You're not going to say al anisim and mincha
tomorrow. Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you're
Oh, that brings it in. Yeah, no, but that is a very simple solution. People have this crisis that they don't know if they should say Ritzei and Yal of Yavi when Shabbos is going into Rosh, not this year, when Rosh Chodesh is only Sunday. Right, but I have a simple solution. When you say it's Shabbos, and when you get the Yal V'Yavi, it's Rosh Chodesh.
No, but if you like Mincha after Neris, this year, you see Yal V'Yavi.
This year, oh, Yal V'Yavi, Rosh Chodesh. No, Zichana. No, now I got you. No, Zichana.
Why not?
Okay, I want to get to Baba Metzia. I'm finding the clock. I want to get to Baba Metzia. There's a famous Trumas Hadeshen. We talked about it in the beginning of this man. If Reuven has 20 dinar in his package, and as his own, and as a pekadon, Shimon gave him 10, and Levi gave him 4, which means he has all. Levi gave him 6, which means how much does he have in the pouch? 36. That's the number that Shimon Sedeshin uses, and that's the connection to Hanukkah. No, there's a better connection to Hanukkah. 1 second. Reuven has 20, Shimon has 10, Levi put in 6. When he gets to the destination where he's supposed to bring the pekadon, he counts and he only has 32, there's 4 missing. Whose 4 is missing? Do we say, holchen b'momen achar aroiv, to assume that it probably fell from Reuven's? Or do you say that it's considered shnayim oichsim? I hope this sounds vaguely familiar, if not, chazer from daf beis. It was a trumas hadeshen. So I saw an interesting shayla, l'halocha, l'gabi hilchas Chanukah, it was the 6th night of Chanukah. Over there by Trish Mutual Session? I think there was more. There's got to be at least 8. There's always, for Hanukkah, it has to be. It's not the third night anymore. Now, I saw Shaila. It was the 4th night of Hanukkah. No, it was the 6th night of Hanukkah. And a person only had 4 Neiros. Neiros means the cups, the glass cups. He has 4 cups. Now, Rav Shach would say, okay, you have 4, light 4. But he had a solution. Some friends had more, and they knew they're getting more. So he borrowed 2 from one friend. And 1 from another friend. Why did he need 1 from another friend also? It was the 6th night. What? Yeah, the Shamsach Nesh, yeah, because of the Shamsh. Now I'm with the Shamsh, yeah. So he had 4, he borrowed 2 from one friend, 1 from another friend, to have his 7 candles, 6 plus the Shamsh. Someone came and smashed 1 of the candles. Shoyal is chayiv on oinsin. Shoyal is chayiv on oinsin. Does he have to pay? And who does he have to pay? Does Roiv say that it fell from his, or from the guy that gave 2, or the guy that gave 1? It's Meshach Shaychi to the. It's Meshach Shaychi to the Trumas Hadeshen. We have 1 more minute. 1 second.
Why would it not be a regular right?
Because ain't Holchem a moment after a right? We didn't have a Mishbat. Ain't Holchem.
It's not called
Parsh. It's not called Parsh. Ain't Holchem a moment after a right. What? It has to do with the Trumas Hadeshen. No, it was there is Hanukkah. Okay, up your friend, the Seder, good. Finished. Okay, Seder, right side. Alichtig in Chanukah.